Hey, all Hua Kuis, do you want to know the rest of the differences in the latest master plan? It's very interesting to me. I need all this knowledge so that I can help my one-to-one members make good decisions by shortlisting good properties for them to make profits from there. In this video, we will do a lot of find the differences together so that we know what is happening in the next 5-10 years. So let's do it one by one and let's have fun. In my last life, I have shared like Bishan. New plans for Bishan. This is Sky Habitat, the triangle building. Then your Junction 8 lah. Do you see the differences, guys? I turn to 225. You can see that everything becomes blue. They want to build something like that. Pedestrian mall in Bishan. Day 4. 2019 is like that. This is Paya Lebar Airbase. When I turn to 2025, it turn to yellow. Means next 5 years, maybe 2030 master plan, they will do something here lah. Newton. Previously 2019, yellow color means reserve site lah. 2025 master plan, it becomes all white color plot here. They want to build interesting things that will connect the Newton MRT to Newton Circle. Orchard. This was 2019. This is your 10N shopping mall. So they wanted to build like residential with commercial as first story. But if I change it to 2025, you can see that it becomes white color block. They are going to build interesting things here also. Lor.
Dover.
And I turn it to 2025. You can see, oh, do you see any differences? There's a huge difference here. Lah. Turn into this color, which is residential property.
West Coast MRT station.
Previously, 19 was a school, but now it will turn into a small condo. Very set for the Twin View, your Park Rivera. What are your leg become bigger, so like Roberto Carlos, you know, your free kick can be as good as him. So it's like 1.42 kilometer.
Turf City, which is one of the biggest transformation.
2019, they have really subjected to this color. So now it turned into like so this can be upcoming new launch lah, BTO lah. Pink color side means residential and commercial at first story lah.
East Coast plan.
I think this is a better plan. It is nicer is because the school will faces inside, the condo or BTO will faces the sea. I don't know why they change it to the school faces outside and the condo faces or BTO faces inside. One more differences. You can see that they just cut out the land. I think this is the first new launch. We will launch next year. Xinghai Yi bought it at 1388.
So these are like 10 to 11 places. So let's continue to find the differences of the rest of the 30 areas. So to make things simpler, instead of going Singapore like here and there, I will go north, east, south and west. If you want to help me out to find more differences, go URA space. Then straight away you can see that view master plan 2025. Then from here, you can filter 2019 or 2025 lah. Then you see whether got any color changes lor. What do each color means? You go to legend. This color is residential. Pink color is this kind of plots lah. Light blue, dark blue, hotel. B1, B2 is your factory, business park. Then you have healthcare, place of worship. E stands for all the schools lah. Primary school, secondary school, international school. Your park lah, sports and recreation. So all these are here lah. Utility. Are you ready? Let's start from the north. And this is Woodland North MRT station. See 2019, you have pink, some dark blue, some residential. And now 2025, you can see they rezone it again. This is residential property. No more the blue color plots. And now if you go down to Woodlands North MRT station area, 2019 master plan states that this is education. 2025, they become yellow side. This means that they may have some plans in this area next time. Now let's go to Kranji. This is a 2019 master plan. Kranji with a blue color plot here and some sports and recreation. And now 2025, you can see that they're going to turn this into massive residential area.
Choa Chu Kang also got some changes. This is Choa Chu Kang MRT station, and this currently this is reserve sites, and now they change it to residential plots.
Go to Khatib. This 2019's plan, this foresty area, they have turned it into future residential property area. And we go back to 2019 and go to the Yishun site. Previously you have a lot of state land here, reserve site, and there's only one plot of residential. You turn to 2025 master plan, the whole place right now they may want to build residential properties. So your BTO lah, your condo lah, all here lah. See previous 2019, it's all yellow. As for your Seletar area, 2019, you can see there's a lot of reserve site. 2025, they have turned it to a lot of B2 factory here. Then I found this place at Lim Chu Kang. 2019, you can see it's gray color this part. Then 2025, they become yellow site, which means they may do something about it in the next master plan. Now let's go to west and let's start with Gek Po. Walao, where's Gek Po, man? 19 master plan is both residential plots. Now 2025, it becomes sports and recreation and reserve site. Then let's go Tengah. Tengah, Tengah. 2019, here got yellow and full resi. Now is resi and half become reserve site. Then 2019, full yellow. 2025, Got one small E. More of the changes are a bit on top over here. There's residential properties here and there's a big commercial plot. Now 2025, no more resi plot and the commercial becomes smaller. And for 19, you can see that there's hospital, place of worship, red color, and this resi plot. 2025, the whole thing become resi plot. And where they bring this place, I think they expand the hospital here. So let's go to 2025. You can see they expand the hospital here. And then let's go to JLD, Jurong Lake District. 2019 is like that. 2025 latest, they added the Jurong Lake District MRT here. And you can see that this is the end of the MRT station. This part, I believe, is to reserve for the future high-speed rail to Malaysia KL1. I also shared about Beauty World area. 2019, this was supposed to be blue color means commercial and residential. But now, it's become the first floor is only shops and the above is residential. Now let's go to Commonwealth. 2019 Master Plan, Commonwealth MRT station is here. You can see this purple side. They have change it to the latest residential plot. Now let's go to Tiong Bahru. Tiong Bahru MRT is here. This is 2019 master plan. This is yellow. Then now 2025 it become residential plot. But such a big residential plot can be BTO or future GLS, new launch condo. And if you go more into central area, Outram Park, Chinatown also got some changes. Chinatown MRT station is here, Outram Park MRT station. 2025, it becomes white color plot. Previously is a dark blue commercial plot. Bring you to CBD. This is your One Marina Garden, OMG, today. So you see, 19.5.6, 4.2. 2025, this is one tall, this is shorter. Previously is both same height. So this is right now, tall, short. Maybe this is how you see the sea. Tall, short. Now let's go to Northeast area. I found some changes at the Riviera MRT area. Riviera is the future cross island line. This is your Punggol MRT station. So 2019 looks like that. You can see that there's a blue color plot here. 2025, it becomes a pink color plot, means only first story is shops. And Riviera MRT is here. I found some changes at Ang Mo Kio. Can you see a difference? 2019, 2025. And the small changes. 2019, small H. Now 2025, they expand the H. Then you go further up. Yio Chu Kang also got some changes. 2019, recreation. Then residential, hospital. 2025, hospital becomes here instead of here. Then now initially was hospital, become yellow side. And this is supposed to be residential. Now becomes sports and recreation. If you go to the right side, also got some changes. 2019 is like that. 2025 becomes like that. Now let's go to the east side and there's many changes. Let's do it one by one. I remember I touched color master plan during my life. 19, it was white color side, very lonely condo. This is Riverine by the park. I call it Wolverine. 2025. There will be condo BTO, who knows? And this is another condo with first story shops. So I'm going to rent a place, sell you $25 bar from me. So please support. Then 2019 Tanjong Rhu area. 2025, you can see that there's two huge residential plots. Multiplator MRT station is here. 2019. You can see that there's a lot of reserve site, yellow color site. 2025, all becomes residential plot. Now let's go to Paya Lebar. So focus on this part. Previously you have blue, red, yellow. Now becomes red, red, orange. And 2019, you can see this area, a residential E and small park. They turn it into like that. Bedok. 2019 master plan, look at here, there's a E. Now 2025 become residential plot. Now let's go up a bit to Tampines West. Tampines West MRT is here. Initially was a yellow plot and now 2025 they turn into half education and half residential. Now let's go up to Tampines MRT station. Previously there's a hospital plot and now they have cut into a small hospital and a future BTO or new launch. Pasir Ris. This is Pasir Ris MRT station. 2019, it looks like that. 2025, the reserve site becomes pink color plot, which means residential with commercial shops at first story. And moving a bit on the top, this is 2019 master plan and 2025, they have added the Elias MRT station entrances. Actually, the biggest transformation is this area. 2019, this is Changi Airport, then Changi Bay. Now 2025 master plan. Wow, we have reclaimed so much land. So I'm not surprised there will be future BTO and new launch condo next time. Next time maybe like 15 years, 20 years later. Now let's go to South Keppel. 2019 master plan looks like that. Then 2025, a huge chunk of the reserve site becomes residential area. And if we go to left side to Labrador Park MRT station, 2019 reserve site here. 2025, changed to huge residential plot. And small changes at Pasir Panjang area. 2019 looks like that. 2025, they shift the hospital here and this become reserve site.
Okay, now let's go up to One North area. 2019, there's a lot of this blue color. They have changed it to a lot of pink plots, means residential with commercial at first story. And the first launch here is Bloomsbury and upcoming Linden Woods. Now let's move down to South Buona Vista Road. Here initially is like business park and they change it to residential plot, future BTO and new launch condos.
Guys, these are all the differences and changes that I found. So if you want to know more about my one-to-one consultation, you can always WhatsApp my company's number in the description of this video. Hope you have fun in this video finding all the small differences together with me. Remember to subscribe and see you in my next video.